You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are with Mr. Rich Allen, a visionary business advisor who brings big picture wisdom to small business owners and helps them find a unique place in the market. Combining his passion for small enterprise with experience as a senior executive, he hosts a weekly radio show, The Ultimate Business Tune-Up. His new book is The Ultimate Business Tune-Up, a simple yet powerful business model that will transform the lives of small business owners. Mr. Allen, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. Now, first of all, what was the most significant lesson that you learned from working with your father?
You know, I learned that my dad was very good at his trade, and that's what I see in a lot of business owners, is they're very good at their trade. They know their skill, but my dad didn't have a clue how to run a business. And at the time, neither did I. So it was like two blind guys. Actually, three. My brother worked with us as well, but three blind guys trying to figure out what to do with this business, because we were good at what we did, but we didn't have any idea how to turn it into a real profitable business.
Interesting. Now, how did you come up with the idea to use a bike as a metaphor for a business?
You know, it's funny, Eric, because I had a chance later on in my career, I had a chance to work for a larger company, and I always wanted to run a business, but I never had the chance. So I was given the opportunity. We actually bought a sizable company, about a $30 million company, had about 280 employees in it, and I was given the opportunity to go run it. And frankly, I showed up on the first day, and I was scared to death. I had no clue what I was going to do. And so for probably 2 to 3 weeks, as I walked around and met all the employees and just visited with them, I was internally having this conversation with myself of, how am I going to get this business to really turn around? How am I going to do something with it? And it came to me that I was a cyclist at the time, and it came to me that a bike is very much like a business. And so I developed this idea, shared it with my employees, and the results were astounding. Everybody got it, because everybody knew how a bike worked. And as a result, they could then translate that to how a business works.
And I'm a bike fan as well, so that certainly does relate, and I like that metaphor as well. Now, what part of the bike is most important for a business owner to get right?
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, it starts here, right? When we were kids riding our bike, we prided ourselves on the fact that we could ride our bike without using our hands, right? We just ride along, hands in the air. As adults, it's not a smart thing to do. And as a business owner, it's something you absolutely cannot do. And so what you have to do is you have to put your hands on the handlebars, and you have to steer the business where you want it to go. So just like you steer the bike with the handlebars, you steer your business by painting a picture of what you want the business to look like in the future. It's got to be a vision that's compelling, that's motivating, that's inspiring, so that anybody that's on your team and people around you get as excited as you are about what the possibilities are in the business. I think that's the number one thing that a business owner needs to do. And many, many business owners, frankly, have never taken the time to do that.
Today, we're joined by Mr. Rich Allen, the author of the new book, The Ultimate Business Tune-Up, a simple yet powerful business model that will transform the lives of small business owners, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Allen, what is the biggest mistake you see many business owners make?
You know, Eric, I would say one of the biggest mistakes is simply just not focusing on what matters most. And so what we do is, there are so many moving parts in a business we tend to react to what's happening today or what's right in front of us, and it may not be the most important thing to make the business successful for the long term. So that's the reason the bike is, I use the bike as a metaphor, because if I look at the bike, I can specifically say which part of my bike do I need to work on first. What's the most important thing to get fixed? And once I fix that, then I can move to something else. But it helps me regain focus or retain focus in my business.
That is good stuff. Thanks for that. Now, lastly, what advice would you share with someone who is launching a new business or planning to do so?
Well, I would say that, you know, the first thing I'd say if for anybody who's thinking of launching a business is you don't want to do this alone. None of us are smart enough to set up, run, manage, grow a business by ourselves. And so we have to recognize the fact that we need to surround ourselves with people who can do things perhaps easier, simpler, better than we can. And that relates to all aspects of the business. I've never seen anybody be successful in growing a business or starting a business by doing it themselves. And that'd be my number one recommendation. Look for people who can help you.
And that is some good parting advice. We thank you for joining us here today, Mr. Allen. Where can listeners not only get more information on yourself, but how can they pick up the book, The Ultimate Business Tune-Up?
Yeah, it's easy, Eric. You can find everything about what's going on there, and a lot of tips and techniques and tools at my website. It's tourtoprofit.com, like Tour de France, but it's tourdeprofit.com. Everything will be there for you.
Love that name, especially as it relates to the Tour de France and biking. Awesome stuff. Mr. Allen, it certainly has been great to have had you. Continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on with another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Rich Allen, the author of the new book, The Ultimate Business Tune-Up, a simple yet powerful business model that will transform the lives of small business owners. And the website of reference is tourtoprofit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also access our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.